carried the gun. I adjusted the sidearm strap around my thigh. "Think we'll at least get the metal shark up and running soon so we don't have to bring the rifle anymore?" Rhodes snorted with laughter. "Senior Chief Curtis has been after Port Ops for months to fix that stupid boat. And at this rate, we're going to break the little boat too. And then we'll have to, I don't know, patrol the harbor in a kayak or something."
"Don't even joke about that," I groaned. These days, there wasn't much I'd put past our command.
I gazed out the Harbor Patrol Unit building's second-story window at the boats below. The wind was brutal today, rattling the windows and even the walls of the mostly concrete building. The usually calm water of the harbor was rough as hell, waves slamming into the seawall and tossing our boats hard against the pier. In the slip closest to shore was the Metal Shark, the biggest, most capable vessel we had. I loved that type of boat. They could turn on a dime, they hauled ass, and they were pretty stable even in rough waters. Unfortunately, ours had been out of commission for, hell, no one even knew anymore. I'd been here almost a year, and I was pretty sure I'd only seen that bad boy leave the pier twice. With that boat still waiting for repairs, and the larger fast boat on reserve in case of emergency, and because it was too expensive to operate on a daily basis, we were stuck with the piece of shit smaller craft, which was currently out on patrol. It was tiny, rickety, and didn't steer for shit. It could haul ass, which was good, but it didn't maneuver nearly as cleanly as the Metal Shark, and that was in calm waters. The best part? It was a small craft that couldn't support a mounted machine gun like the Metal Shark. Since we had to have at least one large weapon when we patrolled, we had to go with the next best thing, the hand-carried M4 currently hanging off my shoulders, all 8+ pounds of it, on top of the heavy vest, and the trauma plates, and my loaded sidearm, and my boots, and my police belt. I didn't know why they even bothered having inflators in our vests. Didn't seem like they'd really help when we were weighed down like fucking anchors. I shifted my attention out to the mouth of the harbor and beyond. The green water was churning violently, the swells making me a little queasy even from here. I wasn't prone to seasickness, but I knew what seas like that could do to a boat. My nausea was nerves and nothing else. We shouldn't be out on the boat. Not tonight. I shifted my attention to the sky. We had about an hour and a half of daylight left. Going out in this weather was dangerous enough. As our visibility faded with the sun, it would only get worse. Going out for night ops in these conditions, on that boat, was suicide. Plain and simple. But the powers that be insisted. After all, what better time for terrorists or something to infiltrate our harbor than while we were hiding from the elements? Rhodes appeared beside me, gazing out the window as she fussed with something on her belt. "You know, it's actually a good thing you're the gunner today." I glared at her. "Why's that?" "Because if I had the rifle, I'd probably club Anderson to death with it." She nodded at the parking lot below us, where Anderson was having a cigarette with Chief Lasby. I turned away in disgust and pressed my back against the window. "One more year, and he's not our problem anymore." "Yeah," she sniffed bitterly. "Assuming he doesn't get an extension and stay here. And even when he transfers, we're still stuck with Lasby." I shot her another glare. "You are one gigantic ray of sunshine today, you know that?" She smiled brightly and patted my shoulder. "That's me." I couldn't help chuckling even as I rolled my eyes. "Come on, the boat's on its way back in." We didn't speak as we clomped down the stairs and went outside into the vicious wind. Being February, it was cold as balls even without the wind and sea spray, and it was just getting colder. Holy shit! I almost choked on the words as I walked. I'd been out here an hour ago, and damn, but the wind hadn't been this strong. We both had to shield our mouths and noses just to breathe. At the edge of the parking lot, the American and Navy flags were snapping and whipping in the wind, the chains pinging loudly against the poles. In this kind of weather, the flag shouldn't have even gone up, but as with everything, it wasn't my call to make. I just hoped neither of them broke off and wound up in the water. The seas were way too rough to try to rescue anything, and it didn't take a genius to figure out who'd be the one leaning over the side to fish out the ruined flag while Tweedle Dipshit was at the helm. I shook myself and continued